Welcome to How Now, the podcast where we talk about how to live in the now. And here's your host, Kim Martin Raymond.
Love and light, and welcome to this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. I am your host, Kim Martin Raymond, and I'm a minister, spiritual life coach, author, and founder of Redefining You LLC, where I help my clients to realign themselves, mind, body, and spirit. And if this is your first time joining us, welcome to season 4 of the How Now podcast. I am excited for those who have been rocking with me since December of 2020. And now we are here embarking on season 4. So again, if you are new, you got a little catching up to do. But you can go to my website at www.hownowpodcast.com. You can click on your favorite podcast platform. And then you can like, follow, share, and subscribe. You can also scroll to the bottom of the page where you'll see a banner for this week's show. And if you click on that banner, it will take you to the How Now YouTube channel, where you can like, follow, share, and subscribe there as well. And there are playlists and all kinds of good things that you can find out that are happening in the now. Okay. And be sure to click the subscribe button so that you always know what's happening in the now. And again, that is www.hownowpodcast.com. So let's get into today's show, where we're going to be talking about toolboxes. Okay, you don't see any guests around, so I guess it's going to be all about me this time. I'm glad you all are here. And again, we're going to be talking about toolboxes, because toolboxes is something that I have created for my clients. And I've been doing this for a number of years. And so I wanted to talk about those toolboxes, because my mantra for 2024 is rehabilitation and restoration. Okay. And that came to my mind because my husband is a general contractor. I think about the homes that he goes out and does rehabs and restorations for. And him and his team always tend to go out. They make the assessment of what needs to be done. Then they make a punch list of things that they have to check off that, again, need to be completed, the tools and the materials that they will need to do it. And then they create the invoice, and then they present it to the owner. Okay. So I was thinking, how does that relate to us as individuals when we're in a place of needing rehabilitation and restoration? And I think first that starts with acknowledgement. We have to be able to acknowledge that there's something that needs to be rehabilitated or restored within us. And once we determine what that is, then we have to determine what is the investment of time, money, and resources that we're willing to put into that rehabilitation and that restoration. And that's where the toolboxes come in. I believe that there are 3 toolboxes that we need to assist us in being able to cope. And COPE is my acronym for Create Our Peaceful Existence. What is it that we can do that can help us to respond and not react to the things that are happening in our lives? Okay? We tend to react when we're frustrated or when we don't have the resources that we need. And so we begin to lash out. Instead of responding from a place of wisdom or from a place of knowledge or from a place of understanding. So it's important for us to create toolboxes that will help us to, again, be able to respond as opposed to reacting. Okay. And to help with the whole concept of these toolboxes, I want to give this analogy. Think about your car. And what do you have in your trunk? Most people tend to have a gas can in case they run out of gas, a tire iron, and a spare tire in case they have a flat tire. Okay, and they may even have jumper cables in case the battery dies on their car. You know, so these are just a few things that they keep in their car. You don't take them out of your car. You keep them in your car in the instance that it can happen. Okay. And also, they stay in your car because it doesn't just happen one time. It can happen multiple times. You have four tires on your car. You can have four different tires go flat on you. Your battery on your car, you could leave the lights on and forget that you've left the lights on. And then all of a sudden, your battery dies. You could do that more than one time. Okay. So there are things, your gas can is in there, of course, in case you run out of gas. Is it going to be the only time that you ever run out of gas? No. So there are things that happen repeatedly. And so you're prepared with the tools that you need and they stay in your car. But what about the tools that you need when you're having any type of crisis in your life? Those crises can happen more than one time. So what tools do you have? How are you prepared for that? And so I have created three toolboxes. And I request that my clients begin to do that too. Build three toolboxes. And those toolboxes consist of a spiritual toolbox, a mental toolbox, and a physical toolbox. Because no one tool necessarily can meet all three of those areas in our lives. Okay? And it's all about aligning us mind, body, and spirit. And so today I want to talk about spiritual toolboxes. Okay? We'll talk about the physical and the mental toolboxes in later episodes, but today we're going to focus on your spiritual toolbox. And what needs to go in that spiritual toolbox, and how we can begin building that spiritual toolbox so that that way, when we have situations that arise, we are prepared. Okay. And we have the things that we need. The one thing that I want us to keep in mind also is that although we may have the tools that we need, sometimes the situation may go beyond us. And we may need to call in a specialist, just like you may have tools in your car, or you may have those things in your car, you may not necessarily know how to use them. And so you may have to call a mechanic, or you may have to have a specialist come in and look at the situation because it may be outside of the scope of what it was that we thought it was. Okay? The same thing can happen in our spiritual, mental, and physical lives as well. So, we want to keep in mind that if it goes beyond the scope of our toolbox, or we've reached in there and we realize that it's something that we don't have, or there's something missing, that we can ask for help. And that it may be in the form of a mentor or a spiritual guide, or it may be a dear close friend that's in your inner circle. So, we just want to know that with that acknowledgement, that we have restoration and re rehabilitation that needs to take place, that we also know that we can ask for help if it's beyond what's in our toolbox. And for those who are watching the show, I have a little toolbox here that I got from Dollar Tree. And it's just a visual to show us that, I have three of these. So I have a spiritual, mental, and physical toolbox that I have set up. And that's just so I can begin to think about those things that need to go in that toolbox. Okay. And when we think about, before we get into the spiritual toolbox, I want to give a little bit of a definition of biblical restoration. Because again, like I said, the mantra for this year is rehabilitation and restoration. And biblical restoration means to receive back more than has been lost. So the condition is greater than it was. Whoa, I love that. I love that. We're going to get back more. We're restoring, we're giving back more. So it was something that was there, but we're going to get back a little bit more. We're going to add a little bit more polish, a little bit more shine to make it even better than it was before. And then it's also considered a restoration of peace. And that makes me think of the 23rd Psalm where he says, "He restoreth my soul." Okay? There's a restoration. He is restoring my soul. He's bringing it back to something greater than it was. It's exciting. That's a wonderful promise that he gives us. And that's something that we can put into our toolbox. The promises of God, the invitations that He makes to us. Come, all ye that are weary and heavy burden, we that are labored, and I will give you rest. There are invitations and promises throughout the Word of God that are things that we can put into our spiritual toolbox. And one thing that I also wanted to share with you guys is that I have created a playlist that started just a few weeks ago called Tuesday Tuesday. And it is based on Joshua 24 and 15. And the main parts that people tend to remember in that verse is, "Choose ye this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And that was the basis for Tuesday Tuesday. Choosing this day whom we will serve, and being able to look at certain scriptures and seeing how they resonate with us and what they mean in our lives, so that that way we can treasure it and it becomes our own. Okay, because another scripture that is beautiful that we want to always remember is 2 Timothy 3:15, where it says, "Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Knowing it for ourselves and being able to discern those things that are going on around us. That again is something that can go into our spiritual toolbox. Okay? So that's the restoration piece. Then we talk about rehabilitation. And rehabilitation is restoring someone to health or normal life through training or therapy after an addiction, an imprisonment, or an illness. Some people consider sin to be a form of addiction or illness if there's something that they're doing continuously. But it's restoring something that was damaged back to its standing condition. And so there's going to be some type of rehabilitation that takes place. And what does that look like for us spiritually? Those are the kinds of questions that we want to ask ourselves as we begin to develop our spiritual toolbox. So let's talk about some of the things that can go in our spiritual toolbox. And one of those things can be a journal. Okay, you want to be able to start out with a journal, a simple pad and pen, I mean, a simple piece of paper, I mean, or an actual journal and a pen. And that's going to be used to help us to write down those things that we're acknowledging we need help with. Okay. We need help in the things that we're seeking to do spiritually. We want to be able to write those things down, because sometimes when we think them and we don't write them down, we don't see them. Sometimes they're not real to us, or we don't remember them. When we can say it with our mind and then also place it in the pages of a book and be able to refer back to it, it's a beautiful thing, because we can go back and see where we were. And know that we've taken a step further than where we were. Okay, so the one thing that you want to put in that spiritual toolbox is a journal. Writing down your thoughts. Writing down those things that you're seeking to do. Because, you know, just like with your GPS, if you don't know where you're going, what are you putting in your GPS? How do you know where you're going if you don't have a destination? So you want to be able to put that. These are things, you know, I want to have a better relationship with Source, with God, with Allah, whom, whatever name you call him. I want to establish a better relationship. But what does that look like to you? Okay, begin to write those things down. Okay, because again, if you get to a point where you're suffering from analysis paralysis, where, oh, well, I don't know where to begin, I don't know where to start. If you write those things down, where it is that you want to be, and even if it's just one thing, you start with one thing, because what happens is we tend to get excited and we think about all of these things that we want to do. I want to do Bible study. I want to go to church. I want to do this. I want to sing in the choir. You start saying and doing all these things, and then you get to a point of overwhelm. It's too much. Start with one thing. And as you begin to master that, then you can start adding things in. Because sometimes when we try to do too much, it's too much at one time. We become overwhelmed and then we do nothing. So, you have your journal? Write down one thing. That's your assignment for today. Write down one thing that you want to do differently spiritually. If it's you want to pray more, okay, my prayer life is stale, or I don't know how to pray. Okay, what you may want to do is start with the Lord's Prayer. Start with the Lord's Prayer. Okay, and if you don't know the Lord's Prayer, Google it. Look it up, and you'll be able to read it and begin to commit it to memory. Say it every day until you learn it, until it becomes like second nature. And that's a way to start building your toolbox one tool at a time. Sometimes if there are too many things in the toolbox, then you can't find what you're looking for. But if you take your time and you put things in there one by one and you have them organized, then you can grab what you need when you need it. And so again, the first thing that you're going to put in that toolbox is that journal where you're going to write down what your goal is. What is it that you're seeking to do? And that's a beautiful start. Okay, you may want to also begin to write down some of the resources. If I don't know where to find out how to pray, if your goal is I want to have a better prayer life, I don't know how to pray. Where can I look? Go on Google, go online, find out if there are YouTube channels or mentors or people online that can help you with learning how to pray. And then write those resources down so that way you can begin one by one to look at them and find out which one works best for you. And that's the important part. There is no one size fits all for anything. That's why I love the toolboxes, because it's something that you're creating that's yours and yours alone. It's not somebody's pre-made toolbox that they're giving to you. You're filling it with what it is that you need. It starts out empty, and you're filling it with what you need to be able to deal with circumstances as they come. And again, like I said, they'll come time and time again. So you'll always need that toolbox to refer back to, so that as those situations come again, you won't react like you did the first time. You'll respond because you know better. You've learned from the last experience that you had, and you say, "Oh, I remember when this happened. What did I do that last time? Oh, there was that scripture verse that I remembered. Let me go back and see what that scripture verse was if I don't remember it." So that's a beautiful thing to have your own personal toolbox. It's unique, just like you are. We all have similar circumstances, and we'll all have similar tools and things that we do, but there may be those one or two variables that are different from everybody else's circumstance, and I want to be able to address those things. And that's where your personal toolbox comes in, because there are going to be things that are going to be slightly different from other people that'll work better for you. So your personal toolbox is your own. You're building it for yourself. It's filled with things that you've placed in it. So no one is putting any pressure on you to put anything in there that is not something that's going to be useful. Everything that you put in your toolbox is something that is going to be useful for you based on the experiences that you've had in your life. Okay. The one thing that I want us to remember is that we are all beautiful mosaics, and no mosaic looks the same. We all may have experiences and things that have happened in our lives that create what I say are shards of glass. You may have had abuse, or you may have had situations that have happened in your life that have caused you some type of strife or some type of grief, or that may be triggers for you. But as you begin to build your spiritual toolbox, and you begin to rest in the promises and the invitations that are made by God through His Word, then things begin, in the love that you have around you, the people that you have in your little circle. What happens is those shards of glass begin to be smoothed over by that love, by that word, by those promises, by those invitations that were made, and the acceptance of those invitations that were made. Then all those shards of glass again begin to smooth over. They make a beautiful mosaic, and nobody's mosaic is like anybody else's. They are all unique in their own way. So again, that's what the toolbox does. It creates that specialized equipment that yours and yours alone, your own personal tool belt. Things that you need, things that you know you need, and that you can refer back to at any given time. So that's the blessing of the toolbox. That's the blessing of the individuality of it, that it's not going to be like anybody else's. Another thing that you may want to have in your toolbox are some sticky notes to be able to write down some affirmations, some things that you may need to remember. And you want to be able to post those in areas in your bedroom, on your mirror, on your refrigerator, anywhere, things that are going to be gentle reminders of some of the things that you're writing down. You may go into your word or into your into a podcast or a YouTube channel or something, and you may have heard a scripture and you said, "Hey, I like that scripture. That resonated with me," and you write it down. You want to be able to post it somewhere so that way you can see it and bring it to your remembrance. Because when adversity comes, sometimes we need that word to be able to say, "Oh, I remember." Sometimes maybe, hey, Lord said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Okay, so you write that down in his word. Find out where it is in the word of God. Write it down and post it. Said that way you can commit it to memory. Said that way again, when adversity comes, you remember that promise. That may be just what you need to get you through that situation on a temporary basis. And then, or it may just take you to where you need to be until you can get to a mentor or a spiritual guide or somebody who can help you to be able to get over the hump. But you don't want to be in a place of reacting. Again, you want to be in that place of being able to respond to the situation. I don't have all the answers, but I know that he said he will never leave me or forsake me. I don't know what to do, but I know that he said he will never leave me or forsake me. So what I am going to do is reach out to someone who can help me figure this all out, because I'm at a loss. But at least you have a starting place. And that's, again, is the beauty of the toolbox. To have that starting place to be able to say, okay, like I said, I don't have all the answers, but I at least have one or two tools in my toolbox that I can use to help me so I can get to where I need to be. It's not always going to be something that can happen in an instant. Sometimes it's going to take time, but it's good to have, again, that toolbox there to get you started. So, another thing that we may want to put in our toolbox is a study guide, or if you are a Christian, a holy Bible. I have a Bible. It sits right here. It's on the table. It's sitting here in case I need to reference it. Okay? It's somewhere close to me. I have one at my place of work. I have one, at home. And then I also have study guides that'll help me to be able to dissect, or if I want to take a little bit of a deeper dive or figure out what was the context of this verse? If you're a kind of nerdy nerd like I am, you want to dig a little deeper. And so you have study guides, things like that. So what resources can I put in my toolbox so that if I have a question about something, I can either do that, or I can Google it, or I can, go to my library and figure out, what does this mean? And how can I apply it to my life personally? Because when we begin to take ownership of those things, as we begin to take ownership of application of the word that we're reading and let it resonate in our hearts, then we're in a better position again to respond as opposed to reacting. That's something. Again, that's the beauty of the toolbox and what goes in it. So those are just a few things that you can put in your toolbox, your journal, where you can write some things down, a sticky note where you can write down affirmations and be able to stick them in places where you can remember them. Your word and your study guides that are going to help you to take those deeper dives when you need to. Because we are always going to respond better from understanding. And understanding comes from being able to study. Again, to study to show thyself approved. What is it that we're seeking? And how can we apply it to our lives right now? And how it looks now, like I said, may look different just a couple of days from now. But as we're learning and growing, it's called your wellness journey. Okay? It's not a sprint, it's not a quick race, it is a journey. And it's going to take time and it's going to change as you change. The things that go into your toolbox are going to change as you change, as you grow spiritually, as your relationship with Source, with Almighty God, as those things change, the items in your toolbox may change. You may no longer need the sticky notes because you may be able to commit those things to memory. Okay, you may need to replace the journal because you filled up one and you need to fill up another one. You may get a different version of the word because there may be one that resonates with you more than another. So you may have to change things out. But again, that's the beauty of the toolbox. It's ever changing. And some of those items in there can change and some of them can remain the same. If they work for you, you keep them in there. Because there's something that you can always go back to. They're your hard and fast things. Just like some of us, in our toolboxes that we have in our homes. There are some things that are in there that are mainstays, that like your hammer, your wrench, your screwdriver, your drill. Those are things that may be in there that are always going to be in there. But they may have to be charged or they may have to be replaced because there may be a little newer version that comes along. The same thing can happen with the items that go into your toolbox. Okay, things are digitized, so everything doesn't have to be tangible. Some things can be electronic, but it's going to be what works best for you. But these toolboxes, again, are so important to have because we want to be able to reach back for those things that we need when we need them. Okay, and in this instance, with our spiritual toolbox, it's our word, it's our journal. And when it's beyond our scope, it's our mentor, our spiritual guide, somebody that can step in and help us when we're not in a place to help ourselves. And so that's just the beginning of what we're going to be discussing as we go throughout the year on the How Now podcast this year. We've created this platform so that people can talk about how they're living in there now and how they're able to cope, again, create a peaceful existence. How are they doing it? And how does it look? And I'll be sure as I go through the year and as I go through the episodes to talk about how, oh, this topic that we're talking about this week, this is something that can go into your spiritual toolbox. Or next week we're going to be talking about health, and this is something that can go into your physical toolbox. We'll be talking about those things as we go through the year. Set that way we can begin to fill our toolboxes again. So we're at the place of being able to respond instead of react to the things that are going on around us, and that we're giving ourselves strength and that we're using what it is that we need to help us to get to the best version of ourselves. And that's going to be something that's a lifelong journey. And I'm happy to be here to take that walk with you. So what I will do is make sure that I put in the description to the show the link to my website. So make sure you go there again. Pick your favorite podcast platform and like, follow, share, and subscribe. And also make sure that you click on the banner for the How Now YouTube channel. And there you'll be able to like, follow, share, and subscribe. You'll be able to look at the playlist for the Tuesday that I was talking about and be able to access that as well. So this is something that you can put in your toolbox. You'll be able to put this in all of your toolboxes because as we go through the year, again, we're going to be providing tools that are going to help you to be the best version of yourselves. And it's just going to be a beautiful journey that I'm on personally. And I hope that you'll walk with me as you're going through yours and that we share. Be sure to comment. Be sure to ask questions. Be sure to give suggestions on what you may want to see on the show moving forward. But I thank you for taking this time to talk about the spiritual toolbox and some of the things that we can put in there, talking about restoration and rehabilitation and what we're looking to do as we are growing and as we are taking our wellness journey to the next level. So again, you'll see those items in the description. I'll give you a link to podcast as well as my website, Redefining You. If you're interested in any services, coaching services, and things of that nature, and any questions that you may have, please make sure that you again like, follow, comment, share, all that good stuff. And so, with that, I look forward to seeing you all on the next episode of the How Now podcast. And until I see you the next time, say peace.